All right, folks, let's get started. Hey, listen, we want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and folks, you can be too. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Here's what it's going to take. You're going to have to be trainable and coachable. I can tell you for a fact that I've had more success in my Ambit Energy business when I've been trainable and coachable. Okay, and that's what it's going to take for you to be successful in this business. Now, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. And, guys, you want to be on this call every Sunday evening. It's the best way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a fantastic start. This gentleman is the number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy and has been for the last 8 consecutive years. His income is in excess of $25 million in the time he's been with this company. That makes him one of the top 6 income earners in network marketing worldwide. We have him on our call. Please welcome founding national consultant, number one income earner, my dear friend, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I think you're muted out.
Okay, good. I usually don't do this. I apologize ahead of time, but I am driving tonight. I've got to catch a 5:15 flight in the morning out of Dallas to get up to Connecticut, be with Tony Picoprio and the crew up there. We'll be doing a paradigm shift training in Connecticut tomorrow night from 7 to 10 o'clock at the Calvary Life Center on East Johnson Avenue in Cheshire, Connecticut. And then the next night, all these are 7 to 10. We're doing 3 nights in a row. The next night, we're going to be in Tewksbury. And for those of you that were kind enough to text me and Facebook message me and call me and tell me that it wasn't Tewksbury, it was Tewksbury, I appreciate it. Good old Southern boy can't pronounce that stuff too good. So anyway, we're in Tewksbury, Massachusetts. At the Holiday Inn at 4 Highland Wood Drive, and that'll be Tuesday night. And then on Wednesday night, we're going to be in Portland, Maine, at the Fireside Inn, and that's at 81 Riverside Street in Portland, Maine. All those are from 7 to 10 o'clock. And I tell you, we had a great tour last week. We were in Chicago, then Columbus, and then Pittsburgh. And it was just absolutely fantastic. The response, the turnout was incredible. And all I can tell you is that if you're anywhere close to these trainings this week, I'm going to talk about the paradigm shift in Ambit Energy. If you haven't heard about it, you can get a feel for it. Though I don't drill into a deep dive of the training, but you can go to topambitleaders.com, go to training, click on training, and click on Sunday Night Business Builder call, and go to the April 3rd call, and then I believe it was the next week or the next week, it might be 2 weeks later, I did a call talking about prospecting with the paradigm shift. So, you know, hopefully you're tied into it, the calls, the emails that I've gotten, how it's just revolutionizing how people are building their Ambit businesses. Been very, very rewarding, and it's really, quite honestly, the fuel that has me driving at night to Dallas to catch a 5:15 flight and go strong all week to fly back to Dallas on Thursday. I've got a group coming in to Pecan Bluff for a celebration weekend, volunteers and people that donated to the nonprofit raffle at Power Trip. That brings me to the last point. VIP tickets are very few. What we do is we put 250 tickets up to Power Trip. VIP tickets, there's a $10 discount. It includes Power Trip and the breakfast. You get a $10 discount. But the main thing you get with VIP seating is you get into the room both Friday night and Saturday of Power Trip. You get into the room 30 minutes early, so in essence what happens is the people that have the 250 VIP wristbands get the best seats. Now, we can seat about 1,500, 1,600, I don't remember the exact number, so you don't have to worry about running out of tickets. But what we do is we put the VIP tickets for sale. You can go to ambitpowertrip.com. Again, ambitpowertrip.com, and click on the link. It'll take you to Eventbrite, and you can buy your tickets on Eventbrite. Once the Power Trip tickets sell out, we don't sell tickets again until after Ambition. So I'm anticipating here in the next couple, 3 weeks, I don't know exactly how many we have left. I know we're getting down pretty good in the number of VIP Power Trip tickets. So, you know, I would suggest that you, if you haven't done so, people will do what you do. If you know you're going to attend, it's going to be in the Scranton, Pennsylvania area, a suburb right outside of Scranton, Pennsylvania. Got a great venue. I would suggest you go and grab your ticket. I would also suggest that you grab a couple extra tickets for the people you're going to put in your business between now and then, so you can have them sitting with you in VIP. And, of course, they can reimburse you, or you can run a contest and give the ticket away. So we've had several people that have gone in, bought a half a dozen tickets in anticipation of their group being able to sit with them in the VIP section of Power Trip. All right, enough of that. I'm excited to be on tonight's call because it's a, kind of a little bit different twist on the Sunday night business builder call. It's called that because the purpose of the Sunday night call is to help you build your Ambit Energy business, to do what we can do, not to motivate you. Hopefully what we do on the call, whether it's myself or Chris and Debbie or Joey or Ray or Coach or Mary Moito or any of the other people that share in doing the call with me, what we try to do is we try to empower you. Hopefully what we do is motivational, but the purpose of the call is to give you some substantial meat that you can take back, apply to your Ambit Energy business, and help you move on through the marketing plan and have Ambit Energy provide what you want for you and your family. So tonight's a little bit different. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to talk about God winks. And for those of you that have been in my trainings or been around me at all, or maybe I've even actually sent you a hand signed copy of When God Winks. It's a little book. You can go to Amazon. Just type in When God Winks. It's a little book that's written that basically talks about coincidences on Earth. Are God's way of communicating with you on Earth. And for those of you that are rolling your eyes back in your head, go, oh, he's going to preach to us tonight. I'm not going to do that either. This is very relevant and has everything to do about God winks within Ambit Energy. So stick with me. So, you know, for those of you, again, that know me, you know I'm a devout Christian, and it's not about Christianity or Judaism or Buddhism or Hinduism or being a Muslim or anything else. You know, this is more spiritual in nature. And what I want to talk about is a couple of God winks that have occurred in Ambit Energy. And as I'm telling these stories, and one particular story's kind of got two twists to it, but as I'm telling this story, I want you to think about, is there a God wink that's occurred, a coincidence that's occurred, a chain of events, dropping a pebble into a pound, and a ripple effect that where Ambit Energy was the pebble, and that ripple effect changed somebody's life. So I really am going to encourage you to listen from two vantage points. One, about the power of Ambit Energy and what it's doing and changing people's lives. And then secondly, maybe you've been involved or maybe you've been to a meeting or a training or have heard of somebody being involved where there's been a God wink, like I'm going to explain. And the reason that I'm asking you to pay attention from both aspects is I'm in the process of writing a book, don't have a title for it, but it's basically going to be God winks that have occurred in Ambit Energy. To that end, I'm looking for stories, and I, of course, I'm out and about quite a bit, and I know quite a few, and have some, but I'd like to include more, and I'd like to hear some of the stories that have occurred for you or somebody that you're close to in Ambit Energy when it is along the lines of the story I'm going to tell tonight. So some of you heard me tell this story before, some of you haven't, and I want to tell you about a God wink that happened for me and Ambit Energy. And, of course, everybody on this call knows I'm the number one income earner. And from a financial perspective, you know, I've done better than anybody has in Ambit Energy. And what a blessing that's been for my family and you know, for my kids and their kids and probably their kids as well. This thing is a public utility unconsciously purchased and habitually used. It's tied to residual income of something that goes on for, you know, not just my kids, but my grandkids and their kids. And going back in history, my mom and dad had electricity and my grandparents had electricity and my great-grandparents and my great-great-grandparents and probably my great-great-grandparents had electricity and natural gas. So, you know, this is something that moves into the future but there's a deeper side, you know. Everybody's probably seen the movie Pay It Forward, and there's a Pay It Forward or God wink aspect of Ambit Energy, and I want to share one of my stories. I got a call before Ambition of last year, 2015. I got it from a gentleman who was, you know, thinking about moving companies. He's involved, a five-figure income earner in Ambit Energy. In another company. And he was, you know, kind of interviewing people and looking at possibly leaving that company because of some circumstances that had occurred. And so he got a phone call. You know, he called myself, a couple other leaders, and make a long story short, and I'm not going to mention any names tonight, by the way, because I haven't gotten permission from anybody to use their name, so I don't want to be assumptive and think it's okay. I know it would be with this particular gentleman, but this gentleman got in touch with me. Long story short, we met for breakfast at Ambition. I talked him into coming to Ambition and paid for his hotel room, and sounded like, you know, he would really be somebody that would be great for the organization, and Ambit would be good for him. Sounded like a good glove fit. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm really super busy during Ambition. I don't have a whole lot of time, but I can meet you for breakfast at 5 or 5:30 in the morning before my day gets started and, you know, before I go into training. So we did that. And in that meeting, he could see where I was kind of limping in, with my bad knees. And I had interviewed a surgeon set up for the end of September of 2015 to have a bilateral knee replacement surgery where they were going to replace both my knees. Most of y'all are familiar with that. And so this gentleman talked to me about a therapy in Minnesota. Now, I didn't know how much it cost. I'd never heard of the therapy before. The website was pretty deplorable, but he was so passionate about it, so positive that it would do me good. He mentioned to me, he said, Brian, it'll do one or two things. It'll either eliminate you having to have surgery. Well, the surgeon that was going to do my surgery, scheduled to do my surgery, does about 600 knee replacements a year. Told me that I had some of the worst knees he had seen in his career. This is a gentleman in his mid to late 50s. And so when he told me that it might prevent me from having knee replacement surgery, bilateral knee replacement surgery, I said, there's no way. But then he said something that did interest me. He said, and if he tells you that you do need knee replacement surgery, this therapist in Minnesota, then it'll cut your recovery time in half. Well, that was very, very much appealing to me. And so he said, you just got to do it. You got to promise me I'll do it. Well, again, for most of you that know me, if I say I'm going to do something, I pretty much do it. Sometimes there's circumstances get in the way and prevent it. But I pretty much do what I say I'm going to do. And I told him that I would call a gentleman, make an appointment, and go there for a week, which I did 2 weeks before my surgery. Kind of healed up from Ambition the next week. And Betsy and I went to Minnesota the next week. Well, make a long story short, the therapy removed all the pain from my legs. I still have bad atrophy in my muscles and gave me an exercise regimen that I've been working on to build the muscle mass back up. But from that, my very first therapy to this very moment, the pain that I had 24/7, 365, even if I was sitting and I moved my knees, there was pain, has evaporated. It's gone away. And the God wink in that story is that there's a gentleman that was in pain himself, you know, financial pain. He had family members that were dependent on his income. The company that he was with was not performing, and you know, he had lost belief in that being the financial vehicle for him. And, you know, through divine intervention, he got in touch with me, and, you know, it would have been so easy for me to say, look, dude, I can meet with you after Ambition, you know, let's talk on the phone. But I agreed to meet with him, even though Ambition is really grueling. I mean, it's early in the morning and late at night, one place after another, and everybody that's gone knows what I'm talking about. But in my case, it's even more so. And I could have just blown him off and said, hey, you know, this isn't going to work. But, you know, when somebody reaches out, I try to be responsive. And so we met. And then the probability that he would have a solution that would prevent my knee replacement, bilateral knee replacement surgery, I think that's pretty remote as well. And then the fact that I made the decision to go to Minnesota and the pain dissipated and got a great relationship with the gentleman that owned the clinic, and have actually worked with him to try to help him with some marketing, and he's actually going to come into Austin for a week, the week of May 23rd. So many people around Austin saw how much better I was doing. They said, hey, I've got this malady and that malady, and so he's going to come in and do treatments. But the other part of this God wink story, and I think all that was just God's way of communicating to me on earth, is, hey, you don't need knee replacement. There's a way I can heal you. And it happened. Even though I'm in the healing process, I'm not healed because of the atrophy in my legs. But this gentleman did get involved in Ambit Energy. Tell you part of the story. Got involved in Ambit Energy. Got a great sponsor and up in the part of the country where he's from. And, you know, in 6 months made it to EC and a rising superstar, and has some rising superstars in his business. And what was best for him was for him to be placed so he was nationally coded to Ray Monty. You know, that there's a testament there of always do what's best for the person that's coming into your Ambit business, not necessarily what's best for you. So this individual is outside of my seven levels and not coded to me either. Now, I just think that's, you know, after what he had done for me and my God wink from him and my God wink back to him was, hey, you're going to be better served placed here. And he was. I mean, he'd see in 6 months. I mean, what a tremendous story. Well, he came down to the ranch the Calm Bluff weekend after this last power trip. Ray Monty had ran a contest and brought a lot of his leaders in. And at the ranch, there was a young lady in her 30s who was in a wheelchair. And just bubbly as the day is long, out on the dance floor, dancing in the wheelchair, just fell in love with her, and her fiancé was with her. And, you know, this gentleman and myself started talking to her about this therapy, because one of the things that the therapist has had huge success with is taking people that were bound in wheelchairs, paraplegics, and actually got them back up and mobile and walking again. And so we changed, we shared that story, and we were able to get the therapist on the phone that weekend, and they had an opportunity to visit, and she's going to come into Austin for this week of treatment that the therapist is going to have. And, you know, she said something to me that to me just struck me like a bolt of lightning. You know, she was talking about getting married to her fiance, and she said, you know, who knows, maybe this will allow me to walk down the aisle of my wedding. And kind of brought tears to my eyes. As I'm talking to you about it right now, brings tears to my eyes. And as we talked to the therapist, you know, he said that he felt like there's probably about a 70% chance that with a lot of hard work that actually could happen. So, you know, if you think about somebody who was in financial distress looking for a new company, called me, saved me from having bilateral knee replacement surgeries. I gave him a God wink and put him in the organization where he was best served. We just happened to be at the ranch with a contest winner who's a paraplegic, who's just is delightful, and I tell you, her fiance is one lucky guy and loves her to death and helps her in just ways that I don't have time to go into this call. It's I get emotional about it. And now she's got a shot at possibly walking again, and at a minimal, her pain, which the doctors had prescribed to put a machine in to do a nerve block and to put her on opiates and then drug her up, which she refused to do, there's like a 98% chance that pain is going to go away with this treatment. I'd even wager to say there's about 100% chance of that. So there's going to be a great outcome. But you know what a God wink that Troy and myself and this young lady were able to be at the ranch together, and then this therapist who's known worldwide and has a major practice, over 600 NFL football players are actively being treated by him and his staff, was available to be on the phone. Just, you know, if you think of that series, a God winks, and what a positive change it can have in people's lives. And Ray Monte, who had some issues with one of his legs, went got the therapy and with this gentleman out in Arizona and was able to actually run and do some things physically he hadn't been able to do for the last 15 years. So anyway, that's my God wink story. And the reason I tell you that story is that those stories happen all over Ambit Energy. And even though we all get involved in Ambit Energy for the financial end of it, you know, if it weren't for Ambit Energy, Chris Atkinson wouldn't have met Debbie Roy, and that wouldn't be Chris and Debbie Atkinson today, and so many other marriages that have occurred through people meeting people, and those are God winks as well. But if you have a God wink story, if you have something that you just think is extraordinary, you think something that you know has a spiritual aspect to it, and a hand placed on somebody, and because of the ripple effect of Ambit Energy, if you would send me an email and make it a detailed email if you don't mind, and in the subject line of the email, if you'd write God wink, Ambit Energy. God wink, Ambit Energy. That's important, folks, because I get 600 or 700 to 800 emails a day. And so when I go to search for these emails, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sort it by that. So if you put God wink, Ambit Energy in the subject line, I'll be able to pick it up that way and kind of put them all together in case I miss moving one to a folder. So God wink, Ambit Energy. And then just, you know, put the story in there and contact information for yourself and anybody you may be telling the story about. And I'm not going to publish anything. I'm not going to talk about names. I'm not getting on a conference call, reading the emails, or doing anything like that. I'm going to sort through and pick up some good stories, because I know there's so many of them out there of how Ambit has changed so many lives. And I'll get back in touch with people, make sure all the permissions are right and everything. And I'm going to, not a great author, but I'm going to write a book. And my declared result, what I would like to have happen, some of it is out of my hands. If you can get me the stories fast enough, we're on a very extreme timeline. What I'd like to do is publish the book in paperback, get it to Ambit Energy fast enough for Ambition, and give everybody a copy in their welcome pack at Ambition. I'm not promising you that's going to happen, because we got to get it printed and edited and, you know, make sure we got the right stories and get all the permissions signed so that we can use the people's names and all that. But Sharon Teague has volunteered to help me, and if anybody else would like to help me, if you're a good writer or whatever, I'm not a good writer, you know, call an interview and write a chapter of the book, and you know, every God wink and ripple effect of a given God wink will be a chapter in the book, and we'll write a few chapters and get it out there. My intent is to give everybody a free copy, and then take all the proceeds as we sell the book over the years. take 100% of the proceeds and donate it to 501(c)(3) nonprofit organizations that that have helped the people that are in the book in their different maladies, and try to make the book itself become a God wink. So the God wink stories of Ambit Energy hopefully be a God wink. And let people know that Ambit Energy is so much more than just making money. You know, it's the relationships, it's the community. You know, what we're doing at Ambit Cares is changing people's lives, and hopefully you're involved at Ambit Cares and tied into your local group there. Also, I'll mention that if anybody would like to get in touch with the therapist at his request, he's asked me his name and telephone number. He just can't handle the volume. But if you'll send me a text or send me an email, I'll of course be on tour this week. People at the ranch this weekend. Next week, I'm up with on tour in the Northeast again, doing business presentations. And I think I'm back in Tewksbury doing close and business presentation, and then Ray Monty's place in the White Mountains of New Hampshire this weekend. So I'm busy, but I'll try to my very dog level best. This therapy is a neurotherapy where it basically addresses maladies through the muscle mass that's missing, and they've had great success with spinal injuries, success with anything orthopedic. MS patients, it doesn't cure MS, but it can take an MS patient and move them back to their mobility and their activity level of 3 to 5 years, improve what they're doing substantially, in a lot of instances get them off of the drugs that they're on. So does a lot of great things for a lot of different things, plantar fasciitis in the feet, on and on and on and on and on. Anyway, I purpose of this call is to kind of put out there that we're going to do God wink stories about Ambit Energy. It's going to be specific to Ambit Energy, though it could be a God wink of something that happened at Ambit Energy that moved somewhere else in the community. But the dropping of the pebble concentric to Ambit Energy story, and then the ripples go where the ripples go, and we'll do our best to document all that as well. So, like I said, a little bit different call tonight. I appreciate everybody getting on. Hopefully you're going to fill up my inbox with God wink Ambit Energy and some stories with some detail and names and telephone numbers. Again, same email if you have something or somebody that's close to you that you think could use the therapy. I'd be glad to refer you to the best way to cause that to happen. A lot of times they can do it through Skype. So with that, Bear, if you would, let's open it back up and let everybody say good night.